Blog Talk Radio.
We wish you a merry.
Well, wait. Oh yeah, we'll do that in a minute. But first, we have to do the.
Now, word from our sponsor.
Oh yeah.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here. It all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people.
Hello, guys. How are you tonight? Oh, my God.
I'm 1 week away from a vacation. I'm just happy as hell.
You survived the storm, huh? The storm.
Oh, yeah. That was over. But I do have some friends that live out that way.
Oh, shit. That was nice scene.
My heart goes out to Middle Tennessee and West Tennessee.
Oh, definitely.
Nashville.
Yeah, they got the shit kicked out of them. So.
Yeah, that tornado that rolled through ran through four different states.
Oh, there was multiple.
Stayed on
Shout out
well,
to Chris.
The big
there.
One, though,
yep.
The big one stayed on the ground for over 250 miles.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
It
okay,
was
Mother
horrible.
Earth is pissed off. Hello,
Skip
everybody
to the loo,
in the
my,
yep.
Everybody
Skip
in the world.
To the loo.
Mother Earth
tornado.
Has had enough of your shit. Right?
Yeah.
There you go. No, everybody.
Yeah, remember George Carlin? We got to go back. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
How do you think the Earth feels about that? You know.
How do you think the Earth? Wait a minute.
I can't remember.
Everybody, imagine just like taking a shovel and digging your leg. I mean, because
shout out to our fact checker, Stephen Lawson.
Shout out to our fact checker. Hey.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Hi, Stephen.
Who correctly identified whatever
oh, my
his
God.
Name was. Chapman?
Oh, shit. Yes. Oh, no.
You want to drive my car? No, wait. That's the wrong Chapman.
That's Tracy Chapman.
I just read the article 2 days
Charlie
ago.
Chapman. No, that's Charlie Chapman.
Charlie Chapman.
No, Charlie Chapman never spoke.
He's not Buddha. Okay.
Oh, Buddha. Oh, my God. Oh, you know what happened to me last night, paranormally speaking?
Okay.
I was sitting right where I am now on my bed, and the TV was off, and I had my door shut, so I couldn't really see out there, right? And all of a sudden, I'm talking to Mikey because I think he's in the living room,
mm-hmm.
and the TV turned on by itself
in
the fucking living room. And I'm like, I get up and I go, Mikey, did you put the TV on? He's like, what is that? Is that what that noise is? Because it was loud. It just like came on out of nowhere. No,
right.
I didn't put the TV on. Nope, it came on by itself. The remotes were on the table.
Mm-hmm. I've had that happen many times, and I don't find it all. What was in our TV?
Walter wanted to watch something. Oh,
no,
right.
I get my attention.
Yeah.
I forget what I was doing, but it kind of made sense at the moment. But I'm just, I forget. I may be doing audio stuff, you know.
Right.
I got so much audio at this point, I don't know what to do with it. You know, like,
yeah.
I'm getting, it, there,
oh,
it's
I'm
getting
so
very,
ashamed.
Very clear. What happened?
No, I'm ashamed. No, it's nothing bad. I have been so fucking busy this last part of the year that I've got tons of evidence from the entire year. I have not.
Right.
I've not processed it and released it. And I want to send a big apology out to our team. And I know they're just like, you know, we're not trying to do this for fame anyway.
Exactly.
But I'm
exactly.
sure they would.
Yeah.
Some people would like to see what we captured, you know, even
oh,
though
definitely.
I don't.
Too?
It's not. I mean, it's not a priority to me to, oh, hey, look, we're going to do this. Yeah, you know.
Right.
But
oh,
it's
my
a
God.
Priority to me to take, you know, to show what we did capture. And we did. And I guarantee you, when I'm off next week, I am going to sit down, run everyone off, and I'm going to say, I got to sit here for about 3 or 4 hours and get Investigation 1 processed.
Okay,
so that,
yeah.
Shout out to Tri-10 Paranormal of Greenville, the group that I'm the founder and the head of, and I want to tell each and every one of them, any of them listening, I'm sorry, and I am going to clean out the studio. And I'm going to play World of Warships. I mean, I'm going to get in there, and I'm going to
Oh,
I'm gonna
we
get
know
in
what
there.
You're going to do.
Oh, playing World of Warships. Oh, but no, guys, for real, I am so sorry. And I'm going to release it, and I'm only going to release what I believe is paranormal. And
right.
I'm going to allow people to draw their own conclusions. And I figured out what I'm going to do with the Parasanctum podcast. That's a perfect place to do that. And I haven't drilled the hole in the wall yet to run that, you know, because I got cinder block to drill through to run that Ethernet cable, like David understands what I'm talking about. The Wi-Fi adapters are wonky as shit in my house because it's underground partially. So I'm going to have to drill a hole clean through the wall. They already did it for the cable years, about 20 or 30 years ago. But we're using that they were using that hole for some other wiring that goes into the house. So we're not going to try to mess with that. I'm going to drill my own separate hole, come through the wall and run it into the back of the gateway. And that way, when we're doing a live stream, guys, I'm not chopping up all over the damn place.
Right. I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. But yeah, you got it, though. You know.
So, yeah, you
I'm
need
like
a
that. You have whole investigations.
I need to get that Behringer mic and that mix board kicked on and start doing some shit.
Yeah, but you got whole investigations like big eight-hour ones and stuff.
Oh, there's some amazing stuff, guys.
Yeah.
I only have my... It really is. And it's going on Parasanctum TV as well.
Yeah.
Because it will be, you know, it will be YouTube-based. And I don't do the YouTube monetization thing. But I know that a lot of people do. And I heard, I'm going to say something. I'm going to give a shout-out to Bobby J. Gello. He will attest to you.
Bobby.
At how shitty YouTube is doing people and how they've done him on his video content. What they're doing, Lisa and David, is they're flagging people
on content. People are flagging people. That's what's happening.
Well, no. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about copyright. Bobby got the approvals for these videos years ago. And they're coming up and saying that the videos are violating a copyright.
Does it have
and they're like, and they say something, a little message like, it's okay, you're just not going to get paid for it.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah,
so,
they're pulling some
dirty.
Stupid shit on fucking YouTube anymore.
That's pretty dirty, man.
Oh, no, that I don't
really
know. Because
Bobby, I did a marathon, and man, the Gallo family ghost hunters, they have some amazing stuff.
They're
He's
great.
An inspiration to doing the right way of investigating, and the quality and presentation are second to none. They're just amazing.
Yep. Yeah, my favorite is the fact that he was a magician. Okay.
Yeah, we could talk all show about Bobby. He's quite remarkable.
I know. I definitely.
Beautiful
cool
family.
Yep. Yes. And fuck. Who do we have to?
Sorry, I ran
everything.
Through the show. I didn't mean to step all over y'all.
Yep.
I'm sure you got things to say too.
What do I have? Jabberwockies are fun in the summer. That's all I've got to say. I have no idea.
Jabberwocky, that's a word I haven't heard in decades.
Jabberwocky?
I must have been stoned when I heard that. But what is Jabberwocky?
Jabberwocky.
I can't remember.
It's that beast thing in Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, hell yeah, that's right.
Wait, what?
It was a nasty, evil creature. Yeah,
yeah,
there was a nasty, evil creature in Alice in Wonderland called a Jabberwocky.
I associated it with Star Wars or something.
It was hanging out down there where the Mome Raths outgrabe.
Okay.
Yeah, but when the Jabberwockies Steven out there, listen, our guy who does the fact check, find out if he's Jabberwocky for both, if you can.
From Star Wars, they were Ewoks.
No, I know that. No. The word Jabberwocky, where I hear it from. But I don't,
yeah,
like,
that would have been a cool name, like a Sony Walkman, but it would be called the Jabberwocky.
I don't know where else I heard it from besides Alice in Wonderland.
I think I've heard it somewhere.
I think it's also some form of urban legend.
Maybe that's what
that
it is.
Basically got adapted for the movie because the name is so cool.
Jabberwocky is a cool name. That's the one I'm thinking about using as your warship handle.
That should be
Although I went with Warthog 68.
Name the new band that.
Warthog 68 is my handle. Hint, hint.
On
the PC game, though. That's for the PC player.
Right.
World of Warships. Kick ass, buddy.
So, Alice in Wonderland had so many weird words that could have been used for music bands. The Mome Rats.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good
band. Oh, that might be it. It might be a fucking band.
Jabberwocky?
Yeah. Wait a minute.
I bet you it is. They, you know, yes, I think it is, actually.
Wait
That's
a minute,
where I
yeah.
heard it.
Oh, my God. Fabian, did you? I don't know if
yeah.
you saw my post. I was like,
I've been
I
seeing
like,
them. I always
but,
got so busy,
but,
I get
wait,
to the weekend.
Did,
yeah.
did you see the last one? I don't know if you did because I just posted a little bit ago, but I went, we have resorted back to the 80s or late 80s. They've got, wait a minute, it's Rat. Of
yeah.
A,
oh,
from
yeah,
Michael.
I did see that. Yeah, it's got
what?
Striper. My band,
I
love
wait,
Striper.
What?
They're in there.
I know, but we teleported. Like, it went back in time because that's the weirdest
yeah.
shit in Rolling Stones.
Brett Michaels and Dee Snider. I'm a big
yeah,
fan
I
of
love
Dee Snider. Yeah.
Me too.
Dee's
I'm
great.
Totally
yeah, he's presenting. Yeah. He's presenting Dee Snider, and they're doing a big. They're doing Rat, and I saw Quiet Riot in there too, and I saw.
I know. I thought I was imagining it. I kept looking for a cover band at the end. You know what
right.
I'm saying? But
oh, there's
right.
one cover band in there.
Yeah, that's
I can't remember, but there's
for
one.
Van Halen instead of Van Halen.
Yeah,
Van
Halen. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I saw it.
But, yep. It's crazy though.
That
but
is great.
I love Queensryche. I like. I really.
Queensryche.
Like
that's the one I was trying to remember. Yeah, it's like one of my all-time favorite bands.
Yeah, I like
Operation
that.
Mindcrime.
Oh,
Operation.
But I'm not a hair metal. I was a punk rocker, so I kind of. You get it? It was.
Here's
like,
a
like
completely
Jimmy
out
Hendrix,
of the order, out of the way question too.
Okay.
What?
Have either of you just sat there and picked something up and then absolutely forgot how to use the damn thing?
What? Like what?
I grabbed my vape earlier. Yeah, earlier I grabbed my vape, and I'm pushing the sides of the damn thing to get it to work. And I'm like, what the hell's
oh,
going on? And I'm like, for a split second, I had just absolutely forgot what the hell I was doing, how to do it. I'm like,
yeah.
what's
no,
going
that
on?
No, I just
oh,
walk
I got
away
a story
from
when
doing.
Lisa's done. I, gotta
I, well, I just
done.
Walk away from what I'm doing and then start something else. And start something after that when I see the next thing, and then I go back all the way and do it again because I never finished the first fucking thing. That's me.
I just brought up a very funny what? Thing that happened to me, but I almost got hurt.
Oh no!
Danielle had vapes.
Uh oh.
And she had this weird looking thing out on the counter about 6 months ago, and
right.
I completely forgot about this until David said that. And I went to grab it, right? And
oh,
she
no.
saw me. She said, "No, no, no, no! Don't grab that!" I'm like, "Why?" She said, "That's a taser." Because I was holding it, trying to push the button, right?
Oh my God!
Oh,
and
shit.
I sat up, and she walks in. She's like, "Put that down!" I threw it in the air. I'm like, "What?"
Oh,
and I said,
God.
"Now I broke your fucking vape." She said, "Dumbass, that's not a vape. That's a taser."
I have
like,
one.
Oh,
I know.
Hey, fact check. Hang on. Fact check alert. Stephen
okay,
Lawson.
Okay.
Shout out Stephen
okay.
Lawson.
Thank
Stephen
you. Stephen
Lawson has provided us. He said it's a poem by Lewis Carroll. Jabberwocky is a nonsense poem written by Lewis Carroll about the killing of a creature named the Jabberwock.
Yeah, that's it.
It was included in his 1871 novel Through the Looking Glass. A.K.A. the sequel to Adventures of Alice in Wonderland,
right.
or Adventures
right.
of Wonderland. The book tells of Alice's adventures within the back-to-front world of the Looking Glass world.
Alice, and she fell down
Lewis
the rabbit
hole. Lewis Carroll, thank you, thank you, Stephen. Appreciate that.
Thank you,
but
Stephen.
You realize Alice never went through any of that experience, right?
What?
I don't know.
The last, if you think about it, the last thing she did before she chased that white rabbit, she was eating wild mushrooms.
That meant she was tripping.
That girl was high as
oh, yeah.
hell.
Wait, yeah, but
yeah.
that doesn't mean that didn't happen. Look at the friggin' things that happens when you trip. Okay, like.
Oh,
know,
yeah,
like,
that's true.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like in ceremony
not
type
that
of
I wouldn't
situations
know anything
and all that.
About that.
No,
but,
we wouldn't know nothing.
No, we
like
no, yeah.
But in like ceremonial things even, like, you know what I mean, with tribes, then when they do this stuff, it people do the same thing.
Right.
I mean, imagine.
Right,
Alice
right, right.
Went, she could have opened up a portal. There you go. She opened a black
Lisa,
hole.
Lisa, I'm
going to
send
you.
You.
I know that. And then she fell in the black hole. And everything from that moment on was odd.
That's correct. Stephen actually sent the band. I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to let you read it. So let me send that to you.
Okay.
And you go ahead and read what Stephen sent me about the Jabberwocky band.
Oh, there is one. We were right. Oh, I can't look. Damn it.
Oh, you can't? Well, that's okay. That's okay. Well, I'll just tell you a short.
There was. Okay, there was.
Jabberwocky was sometimes Salaz is J-B-B-R-W-C-K. And it is a French electropop band. It was formed in 2013 by three young French producers.
Okay.
Camille Camara, Simon Pasquier, and Emmanuel Breto. Courtesy of Wikipedia.
Okay.
Jabberwocky,
so
the band.
Right.
So thanks again, Stephen.
Thank you.
Oh, definitely.
But,
the STS fact checker.
Researchers rule.
I was looking outside, and I was like, with all the yesterday and with the day before, I don't even know. There's the gray clouds. I'm looking at clouds for, like, days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm looking up, and I'm like, there's so much more up there that we know nothing about.
Right.
And all, you know what I'm saying? Like, think about it. Even, where are these spirits? Where are they? They're here. Where?
Oh.
See what I'm saying?
Wait. We've been talking about how the activity, the paranormal activity has been basically increasing around us right here on the planet, right?
It really has, yeah.
Yeah.
And hasn't NASA figured out that there's a lot more interstellar activity as well coming towards the planet at the same time?
Volcanoes are freaking out, too. All over.
Never mind that. The fact that the FBI has the unit that investigates UFO cases, and so did their site. And guess what else they investigate? Electronic voice phenomenon.
Yeah, they do.
I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, well then.
Yeah. Well, radio signals.
Right. Well, yeah, but they do, like, you know, EVP.
But
like,
it is
a whole
indeed
category.
It is the same.
And then they are coming out with more and more about the ships and stuff like that that they have no explanation for because they can't keep it quiet. Okay, let's really. Come on. How stupid could we be to think that nobody's out there?
I mean, there's
I
too many people. The handheld technology has gotten so advanced. With everybody turning their cameras up to the sky, we're catching a lot more that the governments don't want us to know about.
Yeah, well, we're
so
catching
they have to come
that,
clean.
Well, yeah. Wait.
Right.
Wait a minute. You know how they always said, "What with the all things hidden will be revealed." Could that be happening? Because everybody has a phone now. Everybody can see what's happening. Everybody can take pictures and videos and put it live. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, think about that. There's a way to get it revealed, right?
Hey, who knows Gene Arkunz pretty good?
I like Gene Arkunz.
I never met the man.
I'm sorry. Who knows the books about? Okay.
I know a couple.
There's
of
actually a book. The name escapes me. But in the pages of that book, he actually predicted the COVID pandemic.
I cannot
remember the name of the damn book, but I know that I remember reading it back in the mid to late 80s, maybe the mid 80s.
Yep.
It was a book about something or other, but then it ended up talking about how in 2020, verbatim, word for word in my head.
Yeah.
Okay. Something about 2020, the world where blah, 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 you know. So it's something about virus and stuff. But I'm going to try to find the name of the book that talks about the pandemic, but it was written in like the early 80s.
Well, look at Stephen King and
Dean
The Stand. Wait, look at Stephen King's The
Stand.
Oh,
yeah, The Stand.
Okay. Seriously. Look at that.
I've read
that
it
was all,
back
that
and forth twice. I mean, can you believe that?
The only thing that came to mind when you mentioned Dean Koontz, and I know it was wrong because in my head I was thinking, oh, he wrote Dianetics. I'm like, no, wait, that was L. Ron Hubbard.
No, that's L. Ron Hubbard. Scientology.
The Scientology people, yeah.
The
Scientology people.
But, you know, I remember those commercials. You remember them? Read Dianetics by Ron Hubbard.
I do.
Pick up your copy today. Yeah.
L. Ron Hubbard.
And I thought it was interesting until I found out years later that it was a cult.
About the brainwashing?
I know, right? Yeah.
Oh, you want to join us? Okay, we'll lock you in a closet.
Yeah.
Oh,
Ghost
that,
Adventures.
Yeah, the,
Dave,
the,
shout out to Ghost Adventures, old days.
Yep.
Old days.
They did the not Coach. They did the Hubbard place.
Yep.
And it's got all kinds of shit going on.
Now, but think about this, though. Like, all of that stuff. No, never mind that. Okay, fuck that. We were all raised around the wall. Pink Floyd's The Wall.
Yeah.
Okay? If you go back and watch that movie, just go back and watch it.
Yeah, it's wicked.
And I'm like,
Oliver Twist. You can't have any pudding. Yeah.
What? How can you? Wait. You
can't. How can you have any
if
pudding
if
you don't
eat
your meat?
Yeah, that's it.
The meat. Yep, that's it. You can't have any pudding. How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat? That's actually the whole. Line,
hey,
yeah.
Could you imagine if Bill Cosby had done that? You can't have any pudding.
Jello pudding popped in the jello, and they put the cake and the eggs and the
Jello pudding. If you don't eat your meat,
do you know where the court? Do you know the court case for him? You know,
oh
Greg
yeah, he's such
court,
a scumbag.
You know where that is, right?
No,
where they have?
Oh, it's in Philadelphia.
No,
yeah.
No, it's in Norristown, down the fucking street. The fucking
well, you
place
know,
is
that
mad
house. That area.
Oh,
okay.
No, literally, Norristown. It's Montgomery County Court.
Yeah, it actually
yeah.
is in Montgomery. Yeah, it's Montgomery.
So,
yeah,
yeah, and it's literally, I could walk there.
Right.
No. All right.
Oh,
yeah,
could,
yeah,
hey, by the way, update on the Norristown prison. Tell us it's good news.
I don't know any more good news yet. I
gotta
check up on it. Oh, no, the good news is they're holding off on everything.
Exactly.
All right, yep. All right, they're holding off and everything, and I know that I know it, and I know they're going to be smart, and I know they're going to put a music venue there because that'd be very fucking smart. It would
be
smart.
In a holding pattern.
Smart, because you could put in, you know, you got places there, food, and then you could add more on the side. You could do something. Has parking lot at all? What the fuck?
And that's what those people were talking about. In addition to the music venue. Of revamping some of the buildings in the original style that they were built in for housing and
that's
for
not
commercial.
On, that's not by the prison. That's down the street.
Oh,
on Main, not
I thought
Lafayette
that was
street.
The same guy.
Right,
but
it's part of their plan to revitalize everything is to
revitalize,
bring it back.
Yeah, they also want to bring there's a group, and I hope to God they do this. They're going to bring their want to revitalize Norristown, build the buildings so that affordable housing down there by the train station so that everybody can come and go. Like, you know what I mean? And then build, like, street vendors. Yeah, the whole thing. They want to do it. They want to do it good. So I hope they're involved in the next step.
I'm pretty sure they will be. Of the way it sounded at that last meeting.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be pretty heavily involved.
Yep. Yeah, and I hope so because it'd be good. But I'll keep you posted when I know more. It's just been hectic. Everything's been hectic. Like, nonstop hecticness.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I'm like on another planet. No, I'm only kidding. But you know, I've been doing audio. I've been doing research. I'm trying to. But the whole thing, well, getting back to that, the whole thing with when you look around, like, why is it increasing? I don't like the dead fish washing up in Japan. Okay, that one I could.
I don't like that. That's horrible.
I mean,
that's a lot of.
Yeah, it happened.
A lot
but they don't know why yet. It was thousands of tons of dead fish.
Yep.
Washed up on Japan's shore. And they don't know why.
Fact check alert. Steve sent to me that it says fever dreams did. Author Dean Kuntz really predict coronavirus. It says from Wuhan 400, the deadly virus invented by Dean Kuntz in 1981 to the plague unleashed in Margaret Atwood's Oryx and Craik novelists have long been fascinated by pandemics.
Yep.
According to an online conspiracy theory, Dr. Dean Kuntz predicted the coronavirus outbreak in 1981. His novel, The Eyes of Darkness, made reference to a killer virus called Wuhan 400, early predicting
That's funny. I'm sorry.
The Chinese city where COVID-19 would emerge.
Right.
Oh, wait, in a Chinese city.
Right, but the similarities
Wuhan
end there. Wuhan 400
Wuhan
is described...
City.
Is having a kill rate of 100%. Developed in labs outside the city, it's a perfect biological weapon. So I'm not sure. Steven might have to call in on this one. I'm thinking he's saying that it ends there, but to me, reading that, it kind of confirms what I was saying. That they even used the name of the Wuhan in there.
That's the city it emerged from. I mean, like,
right.
So I'm not sure if he means
somewhere in there. Yeah.
I'm not sure if he means that it is similar or it's not similar.
It's probably, if it's,
so,
yeah.
I'm
well, look at the stand where they had the major flu, remember?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It killed everybody off except for people, certain people, and then they had to go fight them. Remember the little demons in Las Vegas? You know what I mean? That was my favorite book. That is my favorite book, The Stand by Stephen King. You know that?
Oh, it's amazing. It's incredible.
It is my favorite book, and I've read it 3 times, and I you know what I mean? There's so much in it. But when you think about it, I think maybe creative people have an insight. That's all. Insight, like instinct, insight. When you write from somewhere else.
Well,
you know what I mean?
And here's the thing, and we've kind of talked about how musicians are a little bit more in tune to hearing audio cues from the other side, from the paranormal, and how artists in general are more in tune. What do you consider the purpose of a muse?
The muse?
A muse?
Oh, M-U-S-E.
Yeah.
The muse.
Oh,
the muse is
not the bad
yeah, the
muse.
No, not the band.
Oh, you're talking about the from
like back in like back in the
Xanadu.
Not even it's not no, it's not even technology.
No,
okay, if you think about it, the original bards back like the early, I can't think of it. Bards from like early 14th, 15th century, how they came up with events. Is a muse just a spirit helping humans put things to paper that need to be told?
Oh, but a muse doesn't only mean that. It means a person who like is like inspires people.
Right.
Behind the scenes,
well,
you know what I'm saying, and that's where they get their yeah, but that's where they get their ideas from, and they work together, even though it's in a state of not even have to be too verbal. Get it? It's just like the person does that
right.
for
like,
another
like,
person.
Okay, like Topher Kirby puts out a lot
Tupperware.
Of awesome paint. He puts out some amazing artwork, and he's got little things that go along with it, things he's written, poems and stuff
him.
Like that.
He's one hell of an artist and one hell of a writer and one hell of a person. That's
what
I got to say.
Fact check alert. I figured it out, what Steve was trying to tell me. He was giving us the name of the novel.
Oh, that was okay.
Okay, back to muses. It's because it's a muse.
Yeah. Yeah, but muse
right.
is by me. No, but like you get inspired too by people. People inspire you. Like when you meet somebody, you inspire them. They inspire you. Don't even take words.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
But would you consider the possibility that a muse is also a spirit? How do people get into paranormal investigations? They suddenly have that epiphany moment where something has happened that made them believe. Maybe the muse helped them see that in the first place to get them in, to get more spirit stories told correctly.
Well, I don't know, because I never had an epiphany. I had Walter around my entire life. So
but
never
could
had
he,
strange.
And
yeah,
I know he's
like,
your spirit
I
guide, but could he not be considered as a muse?
No. He thought the gnome was he had what's the elf gnome argument? Okay, all right, yeah, okay. No, but he's funny, but I don't think so. I don't maybe a little push in the right direction or something,
but
that's about it.
Right, and that's what I mean.
No, he knows.
That's what
he knows. He says
that's what a muse would do would be to push you toward to guide you towards one direction that you need to go in order to show the world something more beautiful.
Well,
and with Walter helping you, and you're able to put out audio clips that prove that he can communicate directly, that he's intelligent.
I'm not fucking crazy.
Can carry on a full-on intelligent conversation, him, William, and so many others. So if you consider Walter as a muse as well as your spirit guide, then he's doing his full-on job. It's like, oh, wait, no, here, I'll just do this. And she'll get the idea that she's got to record it. put it out there, let people hear what I'm saying, and more people will become interested, more people will take notice.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea where this topic came up. It just came out of the top of my head.
No, but you know, at its core, you made a point. As far as I'm concerned, Walter is amusing.
Yeah, don't worry. He's amusing.
I mean, and that is the definition that does derive from the word. Mm-hmm. David is.
I know. Yep.
I'm extrapolating from the word. Somebody's extrapolating. Extrapolating over in the corner.
Here's Walter. This is Walter. Walter, tell me, be ready. I'll return for you. Listen to this. Or I think you're ready. Well, I don't know what he's saying. All right, wait.
Be
listen to it.
Ready.
Be ready.
Return.
Heard it?
Yeah, that's amusing, but it's compelling.
I know. But I really don't know who he's talking to.
Where's Waldo? Where's Waldo? No, where's Walter?
Where Walter?
Yeah.
Waldo.
he'd be dressed up in an 18th century, you know, peppermint outfit or something.
Oh, my God. What?
Wearing
dude,
big
oh, my God.
Actually, if you think about it, Waldo is Canadian.
I didn't know that. Really?
He's wearing a toque.
Huh?
Oh,
the
yes,
toque
is
a traditional Canadian hat.
Hat. Yes, I did know that. I got a friend from Alberta.
I did not know.
Oh,
that.
Oh no, I did. actually, and that's where the word kooky comes from.
Yeah, that's just me being weird because I don't have a clue where Waldo is especially or exactly from, but he's wearing a toque, so I'm assuming he's Canadian.
You know who Waldo looks like?
And
he looks
white
Buddy
as hell.
Holly. It's like Buddy Holly in a damn pajama.
He does, actually. You're right. Oh, my God. Seriously. No, you're right.
Ew, just like Buddy Holly. Shout out to Weezer.
I love Weezer. I love Weezer.
Yeah.
I do. I seriously do. I love Weezer.
And the Mary Tyler Moore.
No. I got records.
I don't care what they say about it anyway.
I don't care about that.
That was the last shout out to Big Al of Happy Days. That was the last video he ever done.
I know.
Before he left this earth.
Uh-huh.
He looked great, didn't he? It looked like Big Al from Happy Days.
Yep.
And they were all in, you know, that was just great. Happy Days, shout out to a wonderful, wonderful show that I did never miss when it was in syndication.
I know,
and
right?
When it was run like, when it was ran into the ground, I could sit there. Fonzie had me watching it in 2 seconds. Oh, and Norman Lear. Was it Norman Lear that just died at 101?
Norman Lear just passed away at 101.
Yeah.
And that man was involved in a lot of.
Oh yeah. Well, he was moving on up. Well, he's moving on up now. He is.
Yeah, and if you look at a lot of the hit shows that he was involved with, I don't think the majority of them were non-white related.
That's true. And by the way, when he did Archie Bunker and all that. He did the Jeffersons. He actually
He did the Jeffersons. He did Sanford and Son, Chico and the Man.
Didn't he do Good Times, too? Was that him?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Good Times was one of my... I watched the hell out of that. John Amos. Big fan of John Amos here.
Yep.
I
watched TV and then didn't watch TV.
He done a lot of other shit, too, later on. I can't believe I didn't watch TV.
What?
Oh, John Amos, he didn't sit around after he got done with Good Times. He went out and he done some. Did you know he was in the first Conan the Barbarian? Well, that's a trivia question on True Lore.
No, I didn't.
Wait,
I had no idea.
John Amos, he's actually in the very first Conan with Arnold Schwarzenegger. A lot of people don't know that.
I'm trying to think now.
He may have been uncredited, but I'm quite certain I do remember it right.
I thought it was Will Chamberlain.
Oh, well, Will Chamberlain, I believe, was in it, too.
He was in
that
movie with Bruce Lee, too.
Yeah, Bruce Lee. Oh, God. Back in the day. So was Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris actually was in several Bruce Lee movies when he was young, I believe, if I remember that right. Chuck Norris was in Bruce Lee movies.
No, that was Walt Chamberlain in that Conan movie.
Oh, was it really? John Amos coming up?
Wilt Chamberlain and Grace Slick were in that one movie together.
Grace Slick! Oh, my God, really?
Yep.
No, Grace Jones, my bad, I misspoke.
Oh, watch it, you got a big Jefferson Airplane fan here.
Yeah, they were,
Grace.
I'm like,
yeah,
man,
it was Grace Jones.
Oh, yeah, Grace Jones, that's correct.
That was in the movie with,
with Dagon?
Yeah.
John Amos wasn't in it, huh?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, I thought I was right. I don't care.
You could tell I'm a horror movie buff, right?
Oh, yeah. This is Lisa. Okay, Lisa. Lisa, played Jason.
Oh, no, I forget. I met him, though.
The one who tried to stab you at the damn con.
Yeah, that's right. Kane.
Yeah, Kane Hodder.
Kane Hodder.
Kane Hodder.
No, he didn't. He cracked
Hollywood.
My back. He cracked
Hollywood.
My back.
Oh, yeah.
You see my face in that picture? My back was fucking hurting so bad in my shoulder because we were out and I'm doing our the paranormal. And he picked me up and he went to go put his arm around me and instead he picked me up and then squeezed me because he knew my back was hurt and he cracked my back and it felt so good.
Oh, yeah.
It all lifted up. I was like, oh, thank God. Yeah, that's
what
my
TV series did Freddy Krueger play in?
The who?
Oh, shit. Look at
the guy who played Freddy Krueger. Was in a TV series on syndicated TV for a while.
Robert Englund?
Yeah.
I don't remember because I wasn't really watching TV then. I was too busy playing music.
That's a damn good question because I absolutely have no idea.
I remember
the series was simply called V.
Oh,
for victory.
It was the visitors because these were reptilian aliens that had came to the planet.
Okay.
My sister watched that. I didn't watch that. I never watched it.
Yeah, he was in that one.
I was too busy playing music.
Lisa.
Oh, yeah, that would have been the time you were rocking it.
What? Lisa, what was your favorite horror movie then, since we're talking about
movies? Oh, my God, there's two memories. I'll tell you one time. No, don't ever watch the movie The Fog where you're in the
the original with Adrian Big Boat, Barbeau?
Wait. When you're in the middle of the Poconos near a friggin' lake and it's fog starts rolling in as the movie's ending and you're leaving. It was the most friggin'. All right, no, I like all horror movies. I mean, I like everything. I like, I don't know, new ones, old ones, from everything from Texas Angel. I love the movie Return of the Living Dead. That's
right. Oh, that's George Romero.
Oh, God, yeah.
Dawn of the Dead. And
yeah, the original Dead trilogy
Shaun
was
of
awesome.
The Dead, which
Dead,
is a British comedy.
Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, yeah. Shaun of the Dead. Yeah,
I like
the whole Army of Darkness set.
I like the Puppet Master series.
Sam Raimi.
Master. The movie, remember the movie Puppet Master?
Right.
Oh, yeah,
with little girl head and stuff.
I like all that stuff,
yeah.
What
was, Rawhead, Red.
Wait, what was the name of the movie where... the main evil thing was a ventriloquist dummy.
Magic. 1978. Yeah,
Magic. Silence. That's the one.
I saw Phantasm. Not too
Dead
long
Silence
ago.
Has it. Has
the ball. Yeah.
The,
Beware
the
ball.
No,
I love
Dead
his
Silence.
Voice, man. That
Dead
voice
Silence
of the
has a puppet.
Silence
the
has
ball.
A ventriloquist dummy.
Dead Silence does, and so does, of course, Saw. If you think about
no,
it.
No, I don't. No, no, no. Yeah, this wasn't. It wasn't a Saw movie. It was older.
Yeah. No, I know.
No, this was Anthony Hopkins in Magic. I know that he had the dummy was Magic.
I can tell you never to go see, Dawn of the Dead in a mall theater when the mall's closed and it's a late movie, and you come out to the mall parking lot. Okay, you're with your douchebag friend, and me and your best friend are hugging each other because they're going, oh, shit, what's that? And they're running and fucking with her head.
Exactly.
There you go. Never watch a movie coming out of an empty mall. All
right? I got a question for you. How many movies did you sneak into after the movie was over at the theater?
Oh, you mean just maybe? Not many. No, I just.
I did a few, but I don't remember what they were. I remember walking out of one theater and right to another.
I put a lot of makeup on and pretend I was 18, 17, whatever it is. You know, yeah, and I was like 13, 14.
So back in the day, I had a friend that worked as one of the people that worked at the theater. I actually had a friend who worked at a drive-in and got me into it.
Right.
But I'd climb up a tree and watch them anyway.
I would sneak in there,
and he'd tell me when they were gonna go on their smoke break,
mm-hmm.
and he told me when they, and I give him $5. I got to watch two or three fucking movies because I knew when they were gonna be going on their smoke break. Go ahead, Lisa.
Oh, I remember the drive-in.
Yeah, Lisa, you said you were gonna climb into trees. Are you dead?
No. There was a hole in the fence. Okay, but we used to sneak people in the fence too, and then just let people in the fence part.
Like Pedro on.
He went over like 10 people.
Yeah, they put him in the trunk. Hey, let me out! Hey, man,
we
watched the movie, man.
We did that, though.
We tried that a couple of times.
We saw Up in Smoke. Was that in the drive-in?
Oh,
my God. I think it was when we went to see Up in Smoke.
I don't remember, but I do know that. I've seen most of those. I saw several on reel-to-reels, you know.
Oh, my God, right?
My brother had the records and the reel-to-reels. Mm-hmm. He's a huge fan. One that raised me.
Yeah, I would just go to the back of the drive-in because they had it all fenced out, and I'd just climb over the fence.
Oh, that's
oh,
right.
The good
yeah.
old Midwest, too. Boy, they were everywhere in the Midwest back in the day.
Yeah, the one that we had in Galesburg was caught out on the right on the outside edge of town, right past the highway. And when we knew we didn't have enough money, you know, they'd stop. A couple of us would get out. We'd run down the fence line while nobody was watching and climb over the side of the fence and immediately hit the concession stand.
Mm.
Oh,
yep.
That's not an admission
memory.
Of anything, because, you know.
I had a dirty memory. I just remember me and my friends would be up there. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I drove. I didn't.
I had
again.
A dirty memory, though.
We let people in.
We would watch them hump. The cars would be bouncing up and down. We'd be laughing.
Oh, my God. Oh,
we
my
knew
God.
What was going on. And we could sit down there. But we could see there's like a car here, a car there, and the movie light. You could see one over here bouncing. One over there bouncing. Yeah,
oh, my God.
I keep stepping over you, sweetie. Go ahead and talk.
Right.
You're trying to talk, too.
I was just thinking about back then, there was a drive-in, but my favorite place to fucking go to, I can't believe they tore it down and put movie theaters. It was the US 1 flea market, right, in New Jersey, right, on Route 1. I guess.
I've been on Route 1, New Brunswick Edison.
Right there. And friggin', that place was the coolest fucking place. It was like a giant thrift store, too.
Okay.
But it was like a flea market inside. And it was. They had everything. They had every freaking thing there. Everything from music stuff, the instruments to punk rock shops to this, the hair colors. It was just crazy in that place. I missed that. They tore it down and put a movie theater there.
See, I don't think we ever had
flea
markets in Illinois.
Oh, we did. This one was there for years.
Oh, we had them growing up. I know for a fact. Mm-hmm. We lived there.
Yep. Yep.
We had thrift stores. They got a lot of them out in the east more over.
They got them here.
Further east you go, but he's right. The Midwest, because it was Houston, I guess.
You can go. I love going thrift store hunting and going into the shops. I'd look.
Yeah.
You can find some really cool shit in there and people don't know. All right, you can literally find stuff. You can even find stuff that's worth money that you wouldn't even know or nobody knew it because it's in there.
I think I have a leg lamp. In the basement.
Oh, cool.
One of those?
From A Christmas Story.
Yeah. I remember those. Yeah. The
I did not
it's
have
the
that.
The Red Rider wagon and the leg.
Yeah, but I got some, I got some cool stuff in there. They're like dishes and plates and, you know what I mean? Like, just, I would go in there and just
throw
all the shit. Oh, all right, Where is that? I know that.
In the Trading Post. Yeah, they had them in Pennsylvania. I saw them early years as a truck driver.
They had them in Jersey, too. I wasn't
there. I'm sure they did. They was like everywhere.
Yep. Uh-huh.
There's an app, by the way, on Apple and Android called Offer Up, and it's what the Trading Post pretty much evolved into. It's an app version, and you put in your zip code,
and they show you what they got.
And it shows you what people are trying, you know.
Oh, wow,
so it's like
that's pretty cool.
Post. So it's called OfferUp.
It's like Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of like a more localized version of Facebook Marketplace.
Right. There you go.
Right. Well, I put your zip code in, David, and they had moose antlers and all kinds
of cool. That's
things.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want moose antlers. I wouldn't.
Oh, I'm
wouldn't
sure they would.
Nope.
Moose antlers, deer antlers, bear paws.
That's fucked. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure they've had shit like that.
Take that bear paw. Go whack somebody in the face with it for taking that fucking bear paw off.
Hey, y'all remember a story called The Monkey's Paw?
Yes,
yep.
I do. Oh, my God.
It's one of my favorite old books from the
1800s. Oh, I forgot about that.
That is scary shit, man.
I remember.
Yeah, they wrote some pretty
God.
Dark shit in the late 19th century. A lot of
people
don't
realize.
Yeah,
I know. My mother,
I'm
my
trying
mother
to
read these
things. Hey, Lisa, next week, can we talk about the tradition that is coming
shit.
Back? There's a tradition of telling ghost stories at Christmas, and it's beginning to make an insurgence back into
Wait a
culture.
Minute.
The
that's,
history
we did
of
that
ghost
every
stories.
Fucking Christmas. Hold on. My
yeah.
household would wind up talking about ghosts no matter what fucking holiday it was.
Well, when George Charles Dickens did
I
it,
swear
it was
to God.
Contemporary, actually. It
oh, my God.
Unusual.
I had no idea it was like something.
It was actually a tradition for hundreds of years.
Oh, my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was more crazy. That's actually, shout out to Alex Matsua. Alex
yep.
Matsua. I'm going to try to see if I can get with her. And she did a video on Christmas being more paranormal than Halloween. And actually,
right.
her points are spot on. You've got to listen to that. I'll try to link it on
All right.
the
yep.
Scanning
Thanks.
The Frequencies
mm-hmm.
page.
Yep. Good idea.
Well, yeah, because Saturnalia was a little bit more in tune than God, my brain is
cool.
just fried now. I can't think of nothing.
That's Saturnalia. That's the old ancient.
Christmas
oh,
is
right.
the original
yeah.
pagan traditions for
exactly.
Christmas.
Yule and things, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, when they decided
yeah.
to remove all pagans.
Jesus was born in the fucking Earl June or Mayor June.
Yeah, April
Mayor
or June.
June
or something.
Yeah,
yeah
it's Mayor June, I think
it
is. And they changed
right.
it because they
changed.
Wanted to
yes.
take to take the pagan holiday away. Cause,
that's correct.
You know,
that is
God
correct.
For,
yeah.
I thought he was born a little bit earlier than Mayor June. I thought it was like early spring, like
I was
April,
always told
March
April,
and April.
I don't know.
No,
because of the fact
Mayor
that.
June. Like what I read, Mayor June, I think.
Yeah, you'd have to. It was at a time when.
I don't feel like digging.
When the shepherds would actually be out in the field
right.
because the,
yes.
the sheep were breeding or having babies.
Right. Cool sheep.
I think it was because when they were having babies, that way they could keep
I
an eye on the flock.
I mean, are you talking
That's
about the Bible?
Bad.
I'm not talking about the Bible. So, yeah, I'm talking about like
oh, no, it's okay,
and stuff
Lisa,
like that.
It's okay,
yeah.
Lisa. It's okay.
All right, because, no, I mean, because, you know, Bible, I tell you what, if you put the Bible on the shelf and you let somebody read it, like in a million years from now, they think it was the scariest novel that was ever written. You know, think about it. Just
well, the Bible,
wrap your mind
yeah.
around it. Yeah. Yep.
The author had a real dry storytelling style, though.
Yeah.
Who?
The author of that book, the Bible, because you know.
Oh no! Which version? There's 26 of them.
Well, you know, because suddenly there's all this begetting at the very beginning. And it's like, really? It's like, I don't want to know who begat what with who and who did what with where. And
I really, really, my favorite writings are the Gospels of Thomas. That was
yeah,
at Nag Hammadi.
That is
no,
true.
1945 at Nag Hammadi and in an earthquake jar they found the hidden documents that weren't allowed in the Bible.
Yeah, the,
so you can
the
actually
Dead Sea
read them.
Scrolls.
Yeah, you can
scrolls.
Actually read them, but the Gospels of Thomas is like Jesus is talking. There ain't nobody talking for him. And if you
right.
read them, you,
That's
you never
true.
Read
they
them?
Did be some,
Wait,
some
you never,
together,
you
yeah.
never, you never read them? It was Thomas the Twin, I think, who did the writing when, as he was talking. But like, and it's originally in Aramaic, so they had to, which is
yeah.
the language,
that's,
and they
yes,
had to translate
correct.
It. All right, and they had to translate it. But it's really amazing. If you read it, you can picture it. It just, you know what I mean? Just the way it's written. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right.
that Jesus was born like a hippie. You know?
Oh, they were all hippies, I reckon. No,
but think about it. Peace, love, right?
Yeah, he was.
All right.
Oh, you need
original.
Oh, yeah, John Lennon.
The original John Lennon, the original hippie.
Yeah, like
yeah, great. He's green doesn't
like
count.
Jesus with glasses.
No,
kinda, you know
what I mean? He existed. I mean, the man existed and died, and they killed him. Basically, that's what I see.
That is, you know, that's and who killed John Lennon again? David Chapman.
Yeah,
was
I just
it
saw
David
his face
Mark
the other day.
Or Mark David? David Mark Chapman.
Mark David Chapman, I think.
Something like
is
that.
Is it? Yeah, I think so.
David,
yep,
Mark,
I just
David
saw him the
Chapman.
Other day in the article because
yeah.
it was the
Tracy
anniversary.
Tracy Chapman's estranged.
Look at it. He did it so that he did it.
Who's
going to
drop my
phone? He said he did it, and when he didn't move, he just stood there with a book, and it was The Catcher in the Rye, and he told them right there on the scene that he did that so everybody would start reading The Catcher in the Rye. Okay, that's how
he was.
He got an autograph from John Lennon a couple of hours prior. And I was at the fucking house, the day before, over there, the Dakota.
That's
yeah.
Crazy.
I was like literally past there with Annie. We were like, I wonder if John Lennon's
home.
So,
Annie.
Yep, yep. I know.
Rest
I know.
In peace, Annie.
Yes. Oh yeah, I know. Hey, she still comes around too. I've heard.
Yeah, I remember you said you were getting
yeah.
her through the box.
Yeah.
You were getting all kinds of interaction
uh-huh.
on the Frank spot
mm-hmm.
about
mm-hmm.
her. Yeah, that's
yep,
pretty
her,
neat.
And Frank, I didn't upload it. I should have. He was talking the other day too. He always comes through. I know it's him because I know his voice. He doesn't change his voice. His voice is the same. You know that it didn't change
right.
like, at all.
Right.
He still sounds like Frank. And he doesn't call himself the Purple Princess to me because I didn't call him the Purple Princess. I called him
no.
Frank.
Right.
We all,
yep.
Yeah, we both
yep.
did call him Frank.
Yes,
yeah.
yep, exactly. So, I mean, in the background, they might say that once in a while, but that's about it, you know?
That was
a go-to
for others. It wasn't for
yeah.
people that knew him personally.
No, I know. Well, no, but the stories that he told me, it's just I want to share them when everybody
nah.
one day, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the stories that he told me about things, I mean, he knew so much. I could literally go back in our messages and go, oh, God damn it, Frank. You knew. Oh, God damn it, Frank. Because they told him things. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And they're right on point, just like Walter, except for certain things he can identify. All right. And so,
yeah, Walter failed, and I'm not going to yeah. mention it, but he failed.
No.
William
no,
was on point,
just,
but Walter
William,
failed.
Yeah, William never just he just tells the truth no matter what it is. All right. But you know, I'm not worried about that. For
exactly.
real. He does. And but Walter's a little funny man. You get it?
Yeah.
Very funny.
Because you know
he's
it's not an it's not a gnome, it was an elf.
Yeah, remember?
Yes.
The elf.
It's an elf.
Yeah. Okay.
No, it's
all
a
right.
gnome. No, it's an elf.
Wait, I have it. Wait a minute. Here, I'll put it on.
Hey, Waldo looks like an elf.
All right, I'm putting it on. Here's Waldo with the elf.
Oh, good.
An elf.
Not an elf. It's a gnome.
Wise.
No,
elf.
It's an elf. You hear in the background?
Mm-hmm.
What's
yeah.
my name? Oh, I can do that. Look.
Yeah.
He said the first
it.
One. Yeah.
Says,
but that's funny.
It's elf.
Wait.
He just comes
wait,
like,
I didn't have the volume. I'm going to just put it one more time.
An elf.
Not an elf, it's a gnome.
What?
No, it's a gnome.
Tell me that's not crazy.
They like it. What's your name?
Yeah, is?
They like it.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. The first one. The first one. Okay. Well, no, I didn't want to start it. I wanted to stop it. Hey, hello. Okay. That's pretty good. Okay. I was just doing stuff. I had the gnome
right.
in my hand. And I said, look what I got. And no one would say that. It's look, I got a gnome today. It's an elf.
I saw your picture. Yeah, I saw that on Facebook.
Oh, my freaking God.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, William, or Walter, not William, but William gets picked on a lot, especially by Walter. I remember listening to that audio when that you played when they were talking about how William stinks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah,
funny.
Yeah.
He farted, apparently. William farted.
Okay.
And,
the
and,
edible
I mean,
fart.
Like, I mean, seriously, though. That's pretty
so
funny.
William was out there creating orbs for the paranormal community to see.
Right? Yeah. Oh, I want to play one more. Can I do that right now?
What's up,
look, I'm trying
Lisa,
to get
you
buyer.
Can do what you want. You started the show like 10. By the way, isn't it coming up on your 10th year?
Oh, shit, yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's coming up on your 10th year.
Oh, my God.
You got to do a 10th anniversary show.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm going to play this, see how it come out. This is when they call my name. I think this is a fort. But... No, wait. Oh, hold on. I have to start over. You hear it? Lisa, you heard it? Okay, that's one. That's not the whole one, though. All right?
I didn't
that's
hear
what happens.
It,
no. Okay, it's in the very beginning. Hold on. All right, here we go. Right there. All right,
okay,
I didn't slow it down. I did not slow it down, but that's not the one that was funny. So that didn't make any sense, God damn it. I was trying to scare. Oh, shit. Okay, now that's a ghost. I mean, Walter. Oh, shit.
Right.
He said it's Walter. Oh, shit. He must have something must happen. Okay. We got 3 minutes left. I can't believe the show went that quick.
Wow, man, it
does. Wow. Oh, holy crap.
Oh, I'm going
know.
On vacation. Shout out to me and Steve. We're going on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be on vacation a week from tonight, and I'm going to make a really – I'm going to be at the house. I'm going to try to have the studio ready so we talk to y'all from the studio in Greenville.
Cool. And one more before we go anywhere.
What?
I think we should give Lisa the opportunity to shout out a couple of her favorite musicians' charities.
Who?
Oh,
yeah. You got Godsmack. They have the Scars Foundation for mental health. Then you got Shinedown. Just go see Shinedown alone, and they will give you all the information you can because they donate to a lot of charity. All right, and then you have Cedar, who has the Rise Above Fest and the Rise Above Foundation, okay, which is for mental health. And everyone should go check those bands out because they do really good. And Papa Roach, I want to give a shout-out to that new song, to Papa Roach's new song, okay, Leave the Light On.
Leave the Light On,
that fucking song is potent. It's Yeah. Yeah, and yep, and I know, and yes. Okay, so, that. Now I'm going to just play Lisa on the Frank's Boss. Maybe this is the one I was looking for. Hold on. What? Did you hear it? Lisa.
And then after you, was that one
you know,
when you said
Old
what, Jim. They're like.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy. And I give a shout out to everybody else and Donnie and everybody. I want to have a reunion with all the co-hosts soon if they want or if they do it. I want to have everybody on the air at the same time. I think it'd be fun. Even with all the old ones. Do you know what I mean? I think we should do that soon. It'll be fun.
Maybe for your 10th anniversary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's very true. Oh, yeah.
You can get in touch with Stefan and see if he's available for it.
And Sean and Jason and Dawn.
Right.
And us. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
If it's possible, we can do it. You know.
Yeah, because with Stefan and his group that he's been doing the new investigations with, I'd like to get some. I'd like to actually talk to them about some of those.
Oh, okay.
Well, everybody, that's a wrap. We really appreciate
wrap.
You
and
listening tonight.
A shout out to you, Steffers. All right, but anyway, go ahead. We had a good show tonight, and I guess we'll see you next week. Same time.
Oh, yeah.
Same channel.
Same time. Yeah.
Tune in. That's Monday night.
Yeah.
8 p.m. Pacific. Wait.
All the
are we Pacific?
Shows?
No,
yeah.
We're Eastern. Oh, my God, I about screwed us up. I said, 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Yes, 5 p.m.
Listening to Live Paranormal.
All right.
Standing the frequencies. Good night, everyone.
Good
and
night.
And if you get
we're
a chance, tune in to Parasanctum TV.
Yes, please.
Oh, you're so sweet.
That's right. You would just go right there.
What?
Okay? Go
what
right
a sweetheart.
Yes.
You can't have any pudding if you don't eat your
don't
meat.
Eat your meat. All right. Good night, guys. Bye. Bye. All right. We're good. There we go.